This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on, guys? This is Dr. Vic, and you're listening to another episode with me on the Mindful Experiment, sharing some cool stuff that we got going on here. Excited to share this with you guys. I've been working on something, and it's something I'm excited to share about understanding how to unlock the blockage that's not allowing things to flow to you when it comes from a financial standpoint, money, wealth, you name it. Now, the presence of all this, the premise of all this is that everything in life is always flowing to us. Whatever we choose, it's coming. The problem is we get in our own way. Most of the time, it's the mind. It limits us, makes things more complex. It slows things down. It interferes the process. Because you have to understand, to me, when I started hearing this, I was like, okay, how do I get out of my own way then? Like, what am I? Why would I self-sabotage myself? Until you learn that stuff, then it's like, oh yeah, everybody's self-sabotaging themselves in some way, shape, or form. But for me, it was one of those things where I started to realize how the mind slows things down from a neurological perspective. Because I always have, I like to keep an open mind as much as I can. It's not saying that I always have an open mind. I'm human. There's times I'm like, I'll judge things. And I'm like, hold on, let me look at this from a different angle. Because obviously the view I'm looking at it from doesn't align. And so what I would start to do is I when I was studying neuroscience in the brain and how much its computing power is and so forth, that's where it all made sense. The left part of your brain, and if you've been listening to my podcast since the beginning, you know I've talked about this before, but the left part of your brain can only process about 7 bits of information, plus or minus 2 every second. Kind of slow. The right part of your brain can actually process millions of bits of information, give or take, plus or minus every single second. So the right side of your brain is more the flow state. It's more your feminine energy. It's more the abstract thinking, more emotional awareness, intuition, all those kind of things. Left side is more your logic, scientific language, those kind of things. So when it comes to the both, we need both worlds. We need both hemispheres. Okay. But when we lead with the left, right? And this is what most people do with their ego and so forth. What ends up happening is it slows things down. And I was like, that kind of makes sense. I don't know how true that is 100%, but man, that makes perfect sense when they say the mind slows things down. So this is how we get in our way with so much. And so the thing I wanted to share with you guys is something. I have a course called Abundance Mindset. I'm sorry, Quantum Abundance. And it's all about, you know, mindset, creating growing profits year after year, breaking out of that construct, that mental prison, the limitations and so forth, and really learning how to create unlimited potential. So I want to start this off by sharing a story of myself where in my chiropractic office in the first 3 years, I was doing so much, so many things. I look back and I'm like, I was bouncing off walls. I don't know how I even functioned. Like if I think about myself doing that now, I'm like, I'd be burned out in the first day. But I was reading consistently all the time. I was studying things, researching things, downloading, listening to videos, motivational. I mean, you name it. I was just constantly taking in information because it says the most successful people or the most financially free people who have financial freedom and abundance, they read consistently all the time and they're always learning. So I was like, okay, I got to do that, right? Business, you know, top CEOs read a minimum of 60 books a year. Okay, I got to do that. Warren Buffett reads every single day. Bill Gates reads a book a week. I'm like, okay, I got to do it. I got to do it. I got to do it, right? So I'm following what the success is. I had growth. The growth just wasn't helping me get to the point where my personal finances needed to be. But it was to a point where I remember I hit this point and I was like, man, I thought when I first started, when I got to this point, I'd be like killing it. I thought I'd be having like at least, you know, $10,000 of a disposable income or something. And I wasn't. My bank accounts didn't reflect that. And I was like, what is going on? I don't get this. I'm making more money and yet I'm not seeing it in the bank account. And then it hit me and I was like, well, beliefs dictate your world. It dictates your reality. It's the code that tells the mind what to follow, right? From that moment, I looked at things and I said, okay, maybe I have something, my relationship with money is not there. Because I was doing stuff with relationships with money, but it wasn't really getting the results. And I was like, there's got to be something because I feel like there's something missing. And I just don't know. And then I went back to remembering how beliefs work and limiting beliefs, subconscious mind, how it's hidden, right? A lot of times, like when I'm coaching, and I'll just share this really quick. When I coach individuals, when they tell me what they know what is wrong with them and why they're not where they are, it's not it. Because if it was, you would have solved it already because you knew what it was. So many times we get fixated on what we think we know, what we don't know. But the real problem is what you don't know. That's the unawareness. That's the stuff that sleeps within. That's why I always recommend a coach, especially someone who's designed and understands these things, such like myself. Shameless little advertising there. But long story short, when we get back to the, you know, when I looked at things, I said, okay, let me work on my limiting beliefs with money. I bet you I probably have some. So I'm on Google, I'm searching, right? I'm like, all right, let's just see what's out there. Top, you know, limiting beliefs with money. And I found a list of 10. I actually put this in my first book. And I saw them and I go, huh, okay, let me read them. So I read them all. I'm like, all right, I've heard that before. I've heard that being told to me, or I've heard people talk about it. Then I went into a meditation and I didn't get the answers the first time. It started to like say I was on the right path, but after a couple of meditations, it hit me and I went back to look at the list and I had 9 out of 10 of those. 9 out of 10. Didn't even know it. So I did what I do, like I teach my clients how to break through beliefs. It hasn't changed. This stuff still works. Nervous system is the nervous system. And one by one, I started breaking them down. Here's what happened. Okay. Because remember, we're working on my limiting beliefs with money. My money has grown. I almost doubled my practice every single year for the first 3 years. And yet, financially, from a personal standpoint, it wasn't meeting the mark. It didn't make sense to me. I was really, this really puzzled me like crazy. But here's what happened. Year 4, I open up into a new space. Now, it's not the new space that did it because, you know, we had a storefront now, but the problem is that, I don't say the problem, we didn't really get a lot of walk-ins because of that. So I wouldn't say it was because of that. But here's what happened. I worked on the limiting beliefs and I didn't change anything in my office. Had a new office, no new marketing, no new specials, no new nothing. We just continue doing what we've been doing. The only difference was that I was focusing on my limiting beliefs and keeping them in check by choosing more empowering beliefs, letting go of my limiting beliefs and choosing the empowering ones. And what ended up happening was, is we 3x'd our sales in 2 years and I had almost 6x profits in those 2 years. Now, I've already been in business for 3 years. I've already had growth. I told my accountant at the time that I was going to double my practice that year. She goes, you've been growing very well, almost doubling every year. She goes, but eventually that comes to a stop. And usually it's around the time frame of where you are, from at least what I see in business. And it slows down and you get small growth over since that period. She's like, but I don't doubt you, but I'm just saying, you know, here's what I've seen. I said, okay, appreciate it, but we're going to double. We have to double. We have no choice. Just want to take a quick break here and just share with you, if you've been enjoying this episode, please do me a huge favor and just share it with a friend, a family member, someone that you know would benefit or enjoy listening to this just like you are. If this is your first time listening to the episode, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. It allows you not to miss another update or episode release that we do. If you're enjoying this, please do me a huge favor and share a review on whatever platform that you listen to at the podcast on. It helps expand our reach and our mission out there and so much more. Now, let's go ahead and let's get back to the show. Through that process, I've evolved a lot more since then to understand a lot more other things that I was doing that I didn't realize I was doing that helped me in there. Because the limiting beliefs was the biggest thing. But there was also visualization, linking, tapping into my future self, and all this other stuff that I did that I didn't realize that was something also I incorporated, because I started tapping into vision a little bit and other things that I wanted to get to a certain point. That was a game changer for me in my practice, in my life, consistently. I've tested this out multiple times. I've helped over hundreds of entrepreneurs do the exact same thing to achieve and break through this. And that's what this whole abundance, the quantum abundance course is all about. It's tapping into the quantum realm. You see, I'm not here to teach you some quick scheme, quick fix, how to make money really fast, or anything along those lines. This stuff, for some people, can take time. I was already prepping for 3 years on this. I've already been doing the work. So when I finally went to tap into this, it was the last thing I needed to give me that quantum leap, right? So I'm not here to tell you that this is going to do the exact same thing for you in the exact same time frame and be that fast for you. I'm not that. I think that's unethical marketing when people push that. There's so many people that are doing that. I don't agree with that. I'm going to be very transparent with you. This is what it is. I have no reason to fluff it up any more than that. Some people get results faster than others. That's just true. It's based on where you are, your upbringing, your inner critic, your limiting beliefs, your subconscious mind, your wiring ancestrally, how long has that been in your family of these kind of thought processes, these mindsets and so forth. The longer it's been there, the more work it takes to break through it. But what I also have learned is this. Even though it may take more time, I learned this in stocks actually, the more a stock goes into accumulation phase and the longer, you know, you see a stock come up and then it just like kind of stays this way and goes straight across, the longer it stays in that frame, the bigger the move that's going to happen. It could be positive or negative, but I've learned this over time studying stocks in the last 4 to 5 years. And I thought that was very fascinating because when I started to study people, I saw the same thing. It wasn't like they, you know, they're bankrupt and then the next 2 years they're a millionaire. I mean, there are stories like that. But what I noticed and what I saw was is that like people would constantly work towards it, not see much, and then all of a sudden blow up like crazy. A prime example of that is Amazon. If I remember correctly, they didn't make profits until like year 8, year 9. Let me say that again. They didn't make profits until year 8, year 9. Now they dominate the e-commerce industry, dominate it globally. Especially in America. So when you think of these things, right, it's that process. I'm all about process and long-term. Yes, short terms are great. I can share that. The course can help you with that. And I'm not here to make this whole podcast about selling a course. I'm giving it away the first week for free. So just let me get that out of the way. But it's one of those things where what I want to get into this whole thing about quantum abundance is when you tap into the quantum, you're actually doing the real work of breaking the energetic patterns to become the person to achieve more fulfillment in your life in some way, shape, or form. My whole purpose in everything I do, from this podcast, from my coaching to my classes to my books, is to help a human being find fulfillment in their life, to understand the beauty of who they are, to understand this thing called life, this game called life, and how you can experiment, right? This is what the whole podcast is about, to experiment these things, to find what works for you to help you level up and to achieve the level 2.0, 3.0, 10.0, I don't care what it is, whatever you want to call it, but to upgrade yourself, to discover, to expand, and to evolve to that person who you choose to become. That's it. And when you work on the quantum, this is where it all happens. Because we need to, in my opinion, we need to step away from the ideologies and the constructs of, well, this is mindset, and I'll teach you how to shift your mindset. I'll shift you how to change your perspective. That's good. That's good practice. I actually taught that at one point. Yes, I did. I still do to a certain degree. But you have to understand, why does the person choose that perception? Why does the person choose that mindset? You see, there's deeper elements to this, and it stems in the quantum, the energetic realm, the thing that all physical, the whole entire physical world ties into and is binded by the quantum realm. And when we start to understand this, now we can really create radical change in people's lives. This is where radical change happens, true change. You see, because when we work with business owners, and my experience has been business owners, what's the biggest thing they care about is growing their business. That's it. However they define growing the business. Most of the time it's monetary, money, profits, growth, sales, things like that. Sometimes it's gaining authority and power, but it leads to what? Money, influence, and so forth. So it's always money at the end of the day. And you can do that and have money, but sold your soul in a sense. It sold the essence of what truly mattered to you, leading to fulfillment, and just be a prototype. I see too much of that in the world. That's why I became a coach. Why? Because a little deeper on that is because I was that. I was that prototype. Yeah, I was successful from the outside. You would have thought I had the most beautiful life, drove the cars that I wanted to drive. I had the house that I wanted to have. I actually got to remodel it the way I wanted it to. Had the extremely high-end kitchen. I mean, not fully high-end. I didn't have my Sub-Zero refrigerator. We just couldn't fit it. I had my Blue Star range, which was awesome. Loved that thing. And still have it. I took it out of the house before I moved. To just keep it, to use it. And I'm like, I'll figure out a place to put this thing. Haven't had it yet to figure it out, but I will. But it's one of those things where, you know, I got to choose what I wanted to experience and go. My wife and I can just, if we wanted to travel next month, we can just go ahead and do it. You know, we had the blessings of that. But one of the things that I, through that journey, it was one of the things that, and I lost my train of thought here, but I'm just going to go where I think of where I was going, was this being about in the state of fulfillment and seeking that and finding what's true to me and sharing that with the world. How to break away from the mental prison from a business perspective and also a personal perspective. How to really choose what you want to experience in your message, in your way. Because I truly believe, here's the thing, and the whole reason what I do today, this day and age, is to help serve people, but it's to really help individuals tap back into their power and show their essence. Show your uniqueness. The world is designed in today's era to mute humans, to put us closer to the average rather than to allow us to experience our uniqueness. Now you may say, oh, this is getting all dark and gloomy. I'm just telling you what I see. I'm just telling you the patterns I'm seeing. You know, when you look at, we live in today, I was on a podcast being interviewed and we were talking about this concept. And I just said, here's the thing. The problem is we lead the world with our mind. When we continue to lead the world with the mind, we're going to see more compartmentalization. We see more reduction. We see more labels and we fix experiences. And what that means is that we fix experiences to say, well, if you do this, this is what happens. Instead of, hey, go do that and see what shows up. It's no, this is what's going to be that route. This is what you do here. This is how you do this. You want to be successful. Here's the path you do it. Here's what you're going to do to be. Here, right? We're being trained to what to think rather than how to think. And I said this when I first started coaching. I said, I'm here to teach you how to think, not what to think. Because how many times you hear what's the five newest things and this and that. Now there's AI technology with ChatGPT and so much other AI tech coming out. And it's one of those things where it's only going to mute the experience even more. I'm all for it. I use it. The title of this podcast was used by it. Sometimes I'm going to eventually start using descriptions to use AI tech to describe what my podcast was. I'm going to start doing that soon. So I do use it. But it's one of those things where it will mute the experience more because we're not allowing the uniqueness of us to stem. Now, if you take this stuff, this is what I teach my clients. You take those things and then you make it your own. Now you're adding your essence. But anyhow, back to the point. The point is that we want, you know, getting back to shining more of our own true light, because that's what we really need in this world. This is what we all need. We need you, and we need every single person in this world to do that. From there, it's like, think of it as like the color, you got the rainbow, right? And then you have infinite tones and shades of colors in between. Each of us represent one of them. And our purpose is to come and create and share that to the world in some way, shape, or form. How to leave a mark. Now, leaving a mark doesn't mean, you know, you've spoken, had an influence to a billion people. Leaving a mark could be that, but it could also be just one person. The power there is still the same when you understand the quantum. So I might be getting a little off tangent here, but it's one of those things that, coming back to it all, is really creating radical change for your life. This course I am offering the first week for free. That's right. It's 100% for free. There is no ties to it or anything. I have a link down below. You just click on that. It gets you the first week access to the course. There is no strings attached. It's just your name and email. That way I know who it was that is on there, and it gets put into my system, and then you can go ahead and have access to that as long as you like. Okay. There is no strings attached when it comes to that course. So you can go ahead, try it out for the first week. It's actually a 6-week course that I'm actually releasing in every week you get 2 weeks worth. So after obviously it's the first week. That's all you're getting access to. But the whole course is a certain price. And if you go ahead and sign up for the free week, you'll get a massive discount if you want, you don't have to purchase the whole course. And there'll be a time frame. So it gives you time to go ahead and check out the course, go through it. And if you like it, you can get it at a huge discount. I'm offering over 90% off. So why am I doing this? There's a point where everything's going on in the world today, and potential global recession and markets collapsing and all this fear on the financial side, and people just keep putting more energy into that. It's one of those things where I look at that you can really take control of your life in many different ways by understanding these principles. And I'm on a mission to help entrepreneurs, but also individuals, to have that power to be able to choose that for themselves and so much more. So you get access to it for the first week. Check it out. Let me know what you think. And if you have any questions, I'm always here to help support. Get connected with us. I'm going to start creating soon, putting together, just to let you guys know, I have a lot of stuff that I'm creating. I've been doing a lot of, springtime is when I come up with a lot of new stuff. I just feel like nature is coming up with new things, right? Budding of the trees, you got your perennials coming back, you know, grass is getting greener. Everything's like in a new state. So that's usually, I like to try to be in harmony with nature. So I'm doing the same thing. And one of the things I'm going to be coming up with is a potential. Don't know if it's we're going to do it this route or to create classes with group coaching. I haven't got it tailored yet, but I want to let you know ahead of time. I like to let my people know first. Mind-body connection. That is something that I'm going to be sharing. So I'm taking in health principles, all that I've known about health for 22 years. I'm taking all my mind principles I've learned for the last 15 years, plus quantum and everything else, and tying those two together to help individuals now, before I used to just focus on business owners and chiropractors and so forth, while I'm bringing now to the people. And I don't know if I want to do it in a membership standpoint. I haven't figured out the flow of what I'm going to do, because if I commit, I want to make sure I can commit to the things that I'm going to say I'm going to do, or I'm going to do group coaching with it. So it's one of the two, but you can see, I might even do both. Who knows? I might just say, heck, let's go both. But it's going to be coming out. We don't have a time frame yet. It's looking at possibly April. I have a lot of stuff I'm getting through in March, possibly May, but I'm looking at April primarily. And this is going to be some things that, from my under research, from my studies, and so much more when it comes to health, and not health in all aspects, because I've studied a whole variety of things and there's still more I'm learning and I'm trying to get better at that, where I want to be able to share and empower people in that process. Health has always been a passion of mine. And, you know, being away out of the health world, especially from a chiropractic standpoint for over a year, I feel like I need to get back in it in some way to contribute. I just feel like it's wrong for me not to. And I've had people request it. I've had people request From the podcast, I've had people request for more patients and so much more about how can I get more involved in what I do. So we'll have a fan page that we'll have activity to. We're going to create a group page via Facebook, or I make it just go off Facebook and do it off Discord. It'll be a little easier. I can put a lot more stuff on there. It's easy to organize. It's easy to, you know, navigate through. And so we're working on a few different things to figure out what is those paths, but I wanted to share that with you now, especially the mindful experiment community here. You guys are hearing it pretty much first before anyone else. Even my email list don't know about this yet. Nobody does. So I wanted to share it here first. So keep a lookout. What I'm going to do is I will not now, it probably won't be in the show notes today, but starting in the next week or two, I'll let you know, there'll be a link in there to go ahead and be put on the waiting list. So that way you'll be notified once we do that. So you can keep up with the updates of what we're doing, what we're going to be showcase sharing and so forth. We're going to have, you know, we have a lot of things we're thinking about. And I say we, it's my wife and I who's helping me on this and just determining what we're going to go with. But I really want to be able to shine a little bit deeper into things. So if you've been loving the mindset stuff that I share here, just take that and imagine on health and 10X that both together. It's going to be one of the most unique and probably, in my opinion, the best program out there to help individuals radically shift on all levels. Because one thing I've learned about health, and this is what inspired me to focus on mind so much, especially early in my career in chiropractic, is that you can do all the things right when it comes to health. But if your mind isn't right and your energy is not right, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And so it's processing and aligning those things to make that happen. So I want to thank you for tuning in, taking the time here. Please, please, please do me a favor. If you love this, please share a review. If you love the podcast episode or what we shared here today, pay it forward by sharing it with one person and subscribe. Don't miss another episode. I know we've been a little off on our schedule here. We have a couple things going up, but I'm making sure I'm at least getting two out there a week. We're looking at trying to change the schedule a little bit, possibly release our interviews on Saturdays and so forth. And I'm going to be sending out a survey to you guys to see if you like interviews and see if I should be continuing with interviews when it comes to these things. So there's a couple ways we're looking at possibly shifting what we do here at the podcast. And I want my tribe to tell me what that is. You, the individual, tell me what it is that you want. So check that stuff out. I appreciate you. And we'll be talking next time. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.